In the 1940s, pianist Wally Rose launched a rebirth of interest in ragtime music, which had been neglected and largely unheard since the 1920s. Today, worldwide interest in ragtime, festivals, performances, and preservation can be traced back to the recordings, broadcasts, and inspiration of Wally Rose in the early 1940s. In this hour, besides his unparalleled ragtime piano, we'll be hearing Rose in the traditional jazz revival bands of Lou Waters and Turk Murphy, including some rare and previously unreleased performances. Hi, I'm Dave Radlauer. Welcome to Jazz Rhythm, a weekly exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. This is Wally Rose and the Rebirth of Ragtime. Scott Joplin's Gladiolus Rag, Wally Rose from 1958, demonstrating the propulsive rhythm and elegance he brought to ragtime. Wally Rose loved and played all kinds of music, popular tunes, jazz, and classical, and his eclectic tastes led him to rags. As others listened to Wally play ragtime, they came to love it too. Today there's worldwide interest in ragtime, a movement dedicated to preservation of piano rolls and sheet music, research and scholarship, festivals and recordings, and today many new rags are being written as well. We can thank the modest and self-effacing Wally Rose and his enthusiasm for the ongoing renaissance in ragtime music. In this first of three programs, we'll hear Wally playing both ragtime and jazz in band and solo performances, ranging from the 1940s to the 1980s, from his finest recordings to rare broadcasts and long unissued rarities. Later this hour, we'll hear from Wally's friend Peter Clute, who knew him well. Here's another tune from Wally's 1958 Ragtime Classics disc. It's not a rag, strictly speaking. Jelly Roll Morton's The Pearls. Thank you. exquisite Jelly Roll Morton's The Pearls, falling on the borderline between ragtime and early jazz. This is Wally Rose and the Rebirth of Ragtime on Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. I'm Dave Redlauer. Thanks for joining me. I did get a chance to meet and work with Wally Rose, and he was a very sweet and delightful soul. By the way, this program isn't going to be all ragtime or piano solos. Wally Rose was an integral player in the Lou Waters Yerba Buena Jazz Band, which launched another musical rebirth, the so-called traditional jazz revival of early classic jazz performed in the styles of Louis Armstrong, King Oliver, and Jelly Roll Morton. This next extremely rare segment is from a Wally Rose appearance on a broadcast in the early 1980s as guest of Peter Minton. Minton himself is a highly talented pianist and performer of vintage music of all sorts. Peter Minton at the time had a weekly music series on San Francisco public radio station KALW. So we joined Peter and guest Wally Rose on Minton's Music in the Air show as they listen to and then discuss the Triangle Jazz Blues.
The name of that last one, Wally?
Triangle Jazz Blues.
Triangle Jazz Blues. By who?
LeClaire. Interestingly enough, when I was in New York with on tour with Turk, Bob Short, who was our trumpet and tuba player, he went down to New Orleans, and lo and behold, LeClaire was still alive in there. And he said he was really surprised that somebody had recorded that number, because no one, it was written in key of G and D, and he said nobody could ever play it because it seemed like nobody could play in D way back then. And so it had lain undiscovered all the time. Actually, even though it's an old piece, it already begins to have good feeling of jazz in it rather than the old ragtime. It has more of a jazz feeling than the ragtime, which a lot of the ragtime things have sort of a march feeling, you know.
A regimental approach.
Right. Uh-huh. Although they were to be danced to. I don't know why he called it Triangle Jazz Blues. And I think, you know, this introduction is maybe the idea of the triangle, this part. Tinkling up there is supposed to represent the triangle.
I see. Well, yes,
I don't know. I'm just guessing at that.
I was listening for it on the record, and I didn't hear it. But some of our listeners must wonder about the decline of the quality of the piano from one recording to another. Obviously, that was an old piano that had not been tuned right, and it seemed to have tacks on the hammer. Now, what's the story behind this piano?
Oh, yeah. Well, George Vakian, who was the man representing me for Columbia, he had heard the piano over at someone's home in Marin County, and he thought it would be kind of fun to record a whole album on that, and that's why I did it. It was just like, you know, when we were children, we'd put newspapers in there or whatever, you know.
I'm guilty
just...
of it myself.
Wally was born in Oakland, California in 1913, later moved to San Francisco, and his parents were of Portuguese descent. After graduating from high school, he played in dance bands on ships around the world in the 1930s. He was a soloist in many restaurants in San Francisco before joining Lou Waters in the formation of the Yerba Buena Jazz Band in 1940. His recording in 1941 of George Botsford's Black and White Rag initiated the revival of ragtime, which has raged worldwide since the 1940s and 50s and is still ongoing. Rose also played in the bands of Bob Scobie in 1950-51, Turk Murphy 1952-54, we'll hear some of those recordings, and was a soloist appearing at many venues in San Francisco. Later on, he appeared at the Newport Jazz Festival, the Ragtime Festival in Sedalia, the Cradle of Ragtime in Missouri, the St. Louis Ragtime Festival, and a guest at Europe's famous annual jazz festival at Breda, Holland. Wally made more records, over 100, than any other San Francisco pianist. He made hundreds of concerts as well. He, many people don't realize, was an outstanding classical pianist, appeared with the San Francisco Symphony under the direction of Arthur Fiedler, and also performed concertos by Beethoven, Shostakovich, Debussy, Griffs, and Scriabin as a concert pianist. Also taught piano to students throughout his life, including Pete Clute, whom we'll hear later. Here's Wally with the Lou Waters Yerba Buena Jazz Band live at Hambone Kelly's. And this has been issued on the San Francisco Traditional Jazz Foundation label. Of course, we've got Waters on trumpet. This was a single trumpet version of the band. Bob Helm on clarinet. Again, these were being broadcast from Hambone Kelly's in the East Bay. We'll hear New Orleans Joys, of course, the Jelly Roll Morton composition. And then when Turk Murphy was recording in 1952-53 for Columbia, the exciting tune Roll, Jordan, Roll, the music of Wally Rose on Jazz Rhythm. I think I've got a very interesting program ahead for you. Thank you.
golden snare.
Yes, my lord.
Well, roll, Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. You ever want to go to heaven when your daddy here? Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. You ever want to go to heaven when your daddy here? Jordan,
tune Hot Hands, one of Wally's last recordings, with the Down Home Jazz Band for the 1993 CD Back to Bodega. We also heard a vocal by Bob Helm on Roll Jordan Roll with the Turk Murphy Jazz Band and the 1950 Lou Waters Yerba Buena Jazz Band New Orleans Joy's Blues. I'm Dave Radlauer. You're hearing Wally Rose and the Rebirth of Ragtime on Jazz Rhythm. You can send me messages, comments, or request program playlists via the Jazz Rhythm website at jazzhot.bigstep.com. Promotional support for Jazz Rhythm is provided by the Mississippi Rag. Information on this monthly publication about legendary and contemporary giants of traditional jazz and ragtime is at mississippireg.com. Of course, ragtime is a little outside the usual scope of this program, but it's closely related to the earliest development of jazz. It was popular, of course, from the late 1890s to about 1919, the year of Scott Joplin's death. Joplin, of course, was and remains the best known and most popular composer of rags. Joplin created eloquent, sophisticated music that skillfully combined the qualities of refinement and enthusiasm, elegance and impulse, verve and simplicity. Ragtime might seem gracious and genteel today, but it was considered a raucous and barely legitimate form of music in its time. Ragtime has classical aspects. For instance, it's usually based on written scores and published sheet music, but it was also a popular music, widely published, played, and improvised, and ragtime was key in the emergence of piano rolls at about the start of the 20th century, and in turn, player pianos in bars, saloons, and as accompaniment to singers, helped to spread the popularity of rags. Joplin foresaw ragtime becoming a legitimate form of art music, but it largely died out during the Jazz Age, and it was Wally Rose who first brought rags back into popularity in the 1940s. Another wave of interest came in the early 70s when Joplin's Entertainer Rag was heard in the popular Oscar-winning film The Sting with Robert Redford and Paul Newman. Here's Wally Rose playing one of Scott Joplin's well-known popular rags, The Easy Winners. Another charming Scott Joplin rag from Rose's 1992 CD, Rags, Blues, Joys, on the Solo Art label. We'll be turning shortly to a discussion with Peter Klute about Wally Rose. During that, we'll be hearing Rose with the Yerba Buena Jazz Band and his famous Black and White Rag of 1941, which outsold all other down-home label recordings. And we'll hear him with the Turk Murphy Jazz Band from their Columbia LP, dedicated to the music of Jelly Roll Morton, and giving equal billing to Turk Murphy and Wally Rose. First, though, from Wally's 1983 Stomp Off solo LP, an original that was dedicated to his friend and collector of piano rolls and jazz, Ed Sprankle, the lovely Ed's Echoes.